السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخنا يا حبيب. الله فيك.
الله يوسف، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله.
Sorry, this my internet connection in my present location has not been very okay. But can we go on now?
نعم يا شيخنا.
You can go on now.
نعم يا شيخنا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our last classes have been about kindness to people. And the reward for kindness, it has been about being kind to the generality of the people. After we discuss issues of the family and all other kinds of people, all other groups of people, the discussion were about the generality of the people, being kind to the people generally speaking. And then the last set of hadith we read were about that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wassalam, that ahlul ma'ruf fi dunya, who show kindness to the people in this world, they will be the people of kindness on the day of Qiyamah. And we explained, we gave the various interpretations for this hadith, that ahlul ma'ruf fi dunya, those who extend goodness to the rest of the people in this dunya, hum ahlul ma'ruf fi al-akhirah, they are the very ones that Allah will show mercy to. They are the very ones who will be in the position to make ash-shafa'ah, to intercede for the people on the day of Qiyamah. Hum ahlul ma'ruf fi al-akhirah, they will be the ones after gaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be the ones who will, from their goodness, the rewards of their goodness in this dunya, they will be the ones who, by the mercy of Allah, will be able to also give from the rewards of their goodness to other people, just as they give from the excess of their possessions, from the excess of whatever they had in this dunya, as they gave it to the people, they will also give from their excess pile of rewards, so to speak, on the day of Qiyamah. But today, inshallah, our attention is drawn to a matter where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam made us understand, also from the aspects of making us understand, the huge rewards for being kind. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's kullu ma'rufin sadaqah, that every good deed we perform comes from the aspect of a sadaqah. When you do a good deed, it is from the aspects of a sadaqah. What does this mean? What does this mean? This means that being kind to people, being good to people, showing kindness to people, showing niceness to people, comes from the aspects of sadaqah in terms of the huge rewards that we have for doing sadaqah. It also shows how huge and tremendous the rewards for sadaqah could be. Inshallah, these are the narrations which we will be considering under this section today, that Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah has titled and said, Inna kulla ma'rufin sadaqa babun. Inna kulla ma'rufin sadaqa babun. The chapter regarding, or a chapter whose heading will be that Inna kulla ma'rufin sadaqa, every kind of goodness is sadaqa. That is, every kind of goodness to people takes the rewards of sadaqah. Every kind of goodness to people takes the reward of of sadaqah to people. We shall come back to the details of what this expression means, bi-idhnillah, as we explain that hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that will come under hadith number 224 in our book, Al-Adabul Mufrad, by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Hadith number 224 in our book, Al-Adabul Mufrad, by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. In it, the Imam said, حدثنا علي بن عياش قال حدثنا أبو غسان قال حدثني محمد بن المنكدر عن جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال كل معروف صدقة. قال حدثنا, قال البخاري رحمه الله, حدثنا علي بن عياش قال حدثنا أبو غسان قال حدثني محمد بن المنكدر عن جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال كل معروف صدقة. الإمام البخاري said رحمه الله حدثنا علي بن عياش. The teacher of Al-Imam al-Bukhari in this hadith is the eminent Imam Ali ibn Ayyash. Ali ibn Ayyash, his kunya is Abu al-Hasan, and his nisbah is al-Humsi, because he is from Homs. Homs occurs in present-day Syria. So Ali ibn Ayyash, he is Abu al-Hasan al-Humsi. Rahimahullah is from amongst the teachers of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, who were well known for sound worship and righteousness. It's from amongst the teachers of Al-Imam al-Bukhari that their righteousness surpassed those of the people around them. He was so righteous and well known for it, rahimahullah, that when the entire city had problems of rainfall, problems of difficulty, hardship, they went to Ali ibn Ayyash to ask that he prayed for the people. And when he did, Allah answered his prayer. Ali ibn Ayyash, Abu al-Hasan al-Humsi, is the one from whom Al-Imam al-Bukhari has reported this hadith. He said, rahimahullah, حَدَّثَنَا Abu Ghassan. Abu Ghassan is Muhammad ibn Mutarrif. Muhammad ibn Mutarrif, he is Abu Ghassan. In this isnad, he said, حدثني Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir. Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir was from amongst the elders, amongst the tabi'un, Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir. And he was from amongst the teachers of the Quran. He used to teach the people Quran so much that Al-Imam Malik, our own Malik, Malik ibn Anas, Imam Dar al-Hijra, the Imam of Medina in his time, he would say, Kana ibn al-Munkadir, Sayyid al-Qurra, Kana ibn al-Munkadir, Sayyid al-Qurra. Al-Imam Malik would comment regarding ibn al-Munkadir and say that Kana Imam al-Qurra, he was a leading scholar amongst the scholars of recitals of the Quran. He perfected recitation and he used to teach the people the reading of the Quran. He was very, very eminent and well known amongst the ulama, amongst the companions, and amongst the tabi'un, even though he was a tabi'i. Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir, rahimahullah, he is reporting this hadith from the eminent companion of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Jabir was reporting from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم that the Prophet said صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كل معروف صدقة, كل معروف صدقة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said كل معروف صدقة, كل معروف, كل معروف. معروف was is a word we'd come across a number of times. Like when we said Ahlul Ma'ruf fi dunya, then we had to explain what Ma'ruf was. What does it mean to say this person is from Ahlul Al-Ma'ruf? So what did, or what does the word ma'ruf mean? We'd explain this word repeatedly, and it is worth it. It's worth the while to keep on explaining what does al-ma'ruf mean. And the ulama say, al-ma'ruf ismu kulli fi'lin yu'rafu husnuhu shar'an wa akla kullu fi'lin yu'rafu husnuhu shar'an wa akla. Every kind of goodness, kullu fi'lin, every act, every action or statement, whatever good deed, whatever deed. In other definitions, they will say huwa ismun jami'un li kulli ma urifa husnuhu shar'an wa akla. Whatever, anything that the sharia shows that this thing is good, if you go to the sharia encourages it. That thing is ma'ruf. Whatever the sharia encourages is ma'ruf. So when the sharia encourages us to learn tawheed, then that is from ma'ruf. When the sharia encourages us to learn the sunnah, learning it is from ma'ruf. Acting upon it is from ma'ruf. Observing salah is from ma'ruf. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is from ma'ruf. Kullu ma yu'rafu husnuhu shar'an. All that, the goodness the of it, all that the sharia will point to and say, oh, this thing is good. That thing is called ma'ruf. Wudu is from the aspects of ma'ruf. When you make ghusl, it's from the aspects of ma'ruf. When you dress in consonance with the dictates of the deen, it's from the aspects of ma'ruf. When you show respect to people, it's from the aspects of ma'ruf. Whatever the sharia shows that this thing is good, then that thing is ma'ruf. Likewise, aqlan, whatever sound reasoning, whatever sane, sound mind, a sound mind shows that this thing is good. Everyone who sees it is so, this thing is good, then that thing is from the aspects of ma'ruf. So we can see that the boundaries of that word ma'ruf, it's so wide. Every good thing you can think about as far as the sharia is concerned and as far as sound reasoning is concerned, that kind of a thing is referred to as ma'ruf. And that's why this hadith itself gives us other examples to make us know that ma'ruf is not restricted to giving somebody money or giving somebody a helping hand. Every good deed has another name, and that name is what? Ma'ruf. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu ma'rufin, as if to say, every good deed, every salah, every zakah, every fasting, every time you go for umrah, every time you go for hajj, every time you say a good word to somebody, every time you show respect to your elders, every time you overlook the faults of people, every time you look aside, being overlooking, not directing anger to the rest of the people. All of these are from the various aspects of what ma'ruf. And these things, sadaqah, they will have the rewards of sadaqah. Ulama say, lahu hukmuha fi thawab. Yani, kullu ma'rufin lahu hukmu as-sadaqati fi thawab. Every kind of goodness has the reward of sadaqah. Every kind of goodness has the reward of sadaqah. Every kind of goodness, they are like sadaqah in terms of rewards. So if you smile to someone, that's why in this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari, it occurs in Sahih al-Muslim, it also occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, in the report of al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what I said, and وَأَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ وَأَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ وَأَن تُفْرِجَ مِنْ دَلْوِكَ فِي إِنَاءِ أَخِيكَ وَأَن تُفْرِجَ مِنْ دَلْوِكَ فِي إِنَاءِ أَخِيكَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave examples of sadaqah. And the first one he gave is not that you gave money to somebody. No, he says, أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ alayhi salatu wasalam. When you meet your brother, بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ, with a countenance that is, that with a nice countenance, وَجْهٌ طَلْقٌ is when you are open, your countenance is accommodating. It expresses that, yes, the brother can come closer to you. That is when you show good countenance, when people look at you, people meet you, and your countenance, your face is accommodating, is inviting. It makes them feel, yes, I can approach this person. When you do that, it is sadaqah for you. When your brother meets you, and he meets you with a nice face, you are not grumbling, you are not frowning, you are not directing anger to him through your face. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa antalqa akhaka biwajhin talqin. When you meet your brother with an open, accommodating countenance, that is also counted from the aspects of good deeds. And that's sadaqah for you, meaning that it will have the reward as if you gave him a gift, as if you gave him 1 million, as if you gave him 2 million. You've not given him anything in terms of the material. But what you have given him was, yes, abstract, but it has a lot of impact on him as an individual, just like positively, just like the money you give to him perhaps, just like the food you give to him perhaps, just like the water you offer him perhaps, will also have impact on him physically. Your inviting and accommodating countenance also has impact on, of course, on him in his mind, in his mentality. He feels encouraged, he feels happy, he feels respected. But for most of us, we don't do this sadaqah. When we meet the people, we are frowning. When we meet the people, we show anger. When we meet the people are not encouraged to approach us. We do not have any sense of show off, an appeal that can make the next person come to us. This is not from the aspects of sadaqah. What is rather from the aspects of sadaqah is, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, antalqa akhaka biwajhin talqin, that you meet your brother with an accommodating countenance. وأن تفرغ من دلوك في إناء أخيك أن تفرغ من دلوك. Also from the aspect of sadaqah is أن تفرغ من دلوك. The dalu is the container with which water is fetched from the well. Al-dalu. That container we tie a rope to, and then we throw it in the well to fetch water. It is called al-dalu. So he says أن تفرغ, that you pour some water from your own container with which you fetch some water from the well, fi ina'i akhika, in the container, in the bucket of your brother. That is, you have some water in the dalu, in the one with which you collected the water from the well. That you pour it for your brother is also from the aspects of sadaqah. So we can see that sadaqah could be something that is physical, like giving him water, and sadaqah could be something that is abstract. Every good deed is ma'ruf, and every ma'ruf has the reward of sadaqah. Now the question is, what are the rewards for sadaqah? The rewards for sadaqah are great. The rewards for sadaqah are great. That's why every good deed is connected to the sadaqah, so to speak, meaning that every good deed has great rewards. Let us pick just one of the rewards, one of the rewards, one of the many rewards of sadaqah. And I repeat this a lot because we tend to overlook what it means to give in sadaqah. In this case, don't forget, the meaning of sadaqah is wide now. To engage in any good thing, to do any good thing. When you give somebody a good advice, sadaqah. When you say a good word to him, it's sadaqah. When you respect him, it's sadaqah. Many of the days, these days, we are in a generation where generation of self-respect. People so much want to respect themselves to such an extent that respecting yourself makes you now go overboard to show disrespect to people. People want to be respected so much that they want to take from the respect they should give to other people and add to their own. And then they become arrogant to their own. You want people to respect you, but you are arrogant towards the rest of the people. This is very common in our own times and places. So for the sake of Allah, every person should show respect to the next person. If you show him respect, it is as if you are giving him millions, you are giving him billions, because you show respect to him. When we show respect, this is from the aspects of a ma'ruf. And every ma'ruf has the kind of reward as if it is sadaqah. Now the question is, what? Give us one example, one mention of a huge reward for sadaqah, so that we know the reward for ma'ruf. Since every ma'ruf, every good deed is sadaqah, what then is the reward for sadaqah? So that we know that every good deed has that kind of a reward. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى in Surah Al-Layl. We know the surah. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. This mentions one benefit of sadaqah, even though I didn't intend to mention it. But let us quickly come to it. Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. As for those who give, they give out in sadaqah. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. When they give out, they are hopeful of the reward that Allah has preserved for sadaqah. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. They believe in the rewards for goodness. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى could also mean they believe in the reality that there is al-Jannah. Because in other places in the Quran, the Jannah is referred to as what? Al-Husna. So وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى is that these people, when they give أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, they give out of sincerity to Allah. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And then they believe that the rewards are established for giving in sadaqah. Allah said, فَسَنُوا يَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We will make it easy for him to be upon guidance. If you want to be upon guidance, you want to be regularly guided in your affairs, then give sadaqah. If you want to be a person of guidance, some people will say, oh, Ustaz, please tell me, every time I do something, I make a mistake. Every time I do something, I always find out that my decision was wrong. Every time I do something, I always find out that I had taken a wrong option. Every time I do something, I always find out at the end that my decision was bad. Please, what will I do? Make sadaqah. If you make sadaqah, fasanu yassiruhu lil-yusra, Allah will make easy for you. Allah will make being upon the path of righteousness easy for you. Being upon the path is easy for you. Fasanutiruhu lil-yusra. This is from the gains of sadaqah. So it's for us to say now, when you show kindness to people, Allah will make your affairs easy. Because every ma'ruf is sadaqah. And the rewards, one of the rewards of sadaqah is to be upon guidance. So we can say, if, for example, you show kindness to people, Allah will make your own affairs too to be easy. When you meet people with good countenance, you show good face to them. You are not frowning, you are not angry towards them. Allah will make your own affairs to be easy. When you are good to people, generally speaking, it means فَسَنُوا يَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah will make things easy for you such that you'll always be upon the path of rightness, upon the path of correction, upon the path of doing what is right in terms of the deen and in terms of the affairs of this dunya. When you are nice to people, you will always be guided. You want to be guided? Be nice to people. Be from Ahlul Ma'ruf. So this is one benefit of sadaqah. Then Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ. What did he say in Surah Al-Layl? فَسَنُ يَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. فَسَنُ يَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ. As for the one who is stingy, وَاسْتَغْنَى, he feels not in need of anybody. He thinks he does not need Allah. He thinks he does not need the people. He's so arrogant and proud of himself. Allah says, فَسَنُ يَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. He finds it, such a person will still find that he will find himself as a reward for his arrogance. He will find difficulty in his affairs. وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. the wealth and children that he looks at that makes him become arrogant towards Allah. La yugni anhu. It will not be of any benefit to him. Iza tarodda. When he becomes plunged in the punishment of Allah. Allah says, Inna alayna lal huda wa inna lana lal akhirata wal ula. For the sake of time, let us come to this major benefit of sadaqah. Allah says, فَأَنذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى. I warn you about a kind of a fire that is very, very flaming and burning. Allah says, لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى. No one will come to this fire. No one will enter the fire, إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى. Except the wretched ones, the wretched people. The wretched people, they never do wells. They never obtained iman on the earth. They never obtained ma'ruf. They never did good deeds. They were not upon iman. These people will be the ones who will enter the fire. This is wasayujan nabuha al-atqa. But some people will be prevented from that fire. Who are those al-atqa, the righteous ones? What did they used to do? Why did Allah mention them to be righteous? It says, Allahi watima lahu yatuzaka. They give from their wealth. They give sadaqah. So one way to be protected from the fire of hell is that you give sadaqah. If you want Allah to protect you, if you want Allah to protect you from the fire of hell, be open-handed. Be open-handed. It's from the virtues of being kind to people. So now we say, every good deed has the reward of sadaqah. Some people can say, but me, I don't have money to give to anybody. I don't have any penny to give in sadaqah. Then do other good deeds. Do other good deeds. So if you don't have money to give as sadaqah, meet your brother or let your brother meet you. Be watching, talking with a countenance that is appealing and inviting. And then you can help others. وَأَنْتُفْرِغَ مِنْ دَلْوِكَ فِي إِنَاءِ أَخِيكَ. Help him fetch water. When you help him fetch water, it's as if you are giving him the money. It's as if you are giving him food. It's as if you are giving him water. It's as if you built a house for him. It's as if you gave him a gift of a car. That is the reward that you get. And from the rewards of that is that Allah will protect you from the fire. I hope that this hadith is clear. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, kullu ma'rufin sadaqa. Every good deed has the reward of sadaqa. And we know from the rewards of sadaqa is that the person is regularly guided. The person is brought into al-jannah. The person is protected from the fire of hell. These are three benefits we took from that portion in Surah Al-Layl. There are many other benefits of sadaqa. But all these benefits of sadaqah, they can be attained also by being good. When you observe salah, when you make azkar, when you make istighfar, when you even rest so that you can be strong to make ibadah. When you say kind in all of these, you have the rewards of the person who did sadaqah. How about the one who will engage in all of these and is still so open-handed to the people? Then those persons will be Ahlul Ma'ruf Il Akhirah. Will be from the people of goodness on the day of Qiyamah. I hope that this hadith is clear. Kullu Ma'ruf in sadaqah. Every act of goodness, every statement of goodness, sadaqah. It comes, it has the ruling of sadaqah. It also has the rewards of sadaqah. The next hadith is hadith 225 within the time that we have. Haddathana al-Imam al-Bukhari said, rahimahullah, haddathana Adam ibn Abi Iyas, qala haddathana Shu'batu, qala haddathani Sa'id ibn Abi Burda, ibn Abi Musa an Abihi an Jaddihi, qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, ala kulli muslimin sadaqah. على كل مسلم صدقة. قالوا فإن لم يجد قال فيعتمل بيديه فينفع نفسه ويتصدق. قالوا فإن لم يستطع أو لم يفعل قال ف فَيُعِينُ ذَا الْحَاجَةِ الْمَلْهُوفِ فَيُعِينُ ذَا الْحَاجَةِ الْمَلْهُوفِ قَالُوا فَإِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ الحمد لله يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم قالوا فإن لم يفعل قال فيعمر بالخير أو يعمر بالمعروف قالوا فإن لم يفعل قال فيمسك عن الشر فإنه له صدقة الإمام البخاري reported from his شيخ آدم ابن أبي إياس who said حدثنا شعبة الإمام شعبة بن الحجاج reported it to him that حدثني سعيد ابن أبي بردة ابن أبي موسى سعيد ابن أبي بردة سعيد ابن أبي بردة أبو بردة is عامر أبو بردة is عامر from amongst the children of أبو موسى الأشعري the companion of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم so سعيد ابن عامر ابن أبي موسى الأشعري أبو بردة is عامر so this سعيد is reporting from his father أبو بردة عامر and أبو بردة عامر is reporting from his father أبو موسى الأشعري from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم that the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام على كل مسلم صدقة على كل مسلم صدقة every Muslim has a duty to give صدقة so let's know it على كل مسلم صدقة sometimes in a joke with brothers with people with family with wives and all that when they say oh do صدقة you say صدقة is for the rich people we should know it now the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said على كل مسلم صدقة Every Muslim has a duty to give sadaqah. Every Muslim has a duty to make sadaqah. Every Muslim, you have a duty to make sadaqah. And having understood that every good deed is sadaqah, it means every Muslim, you have a duty to be nice to the people. Because every aspect of your niceness, in terms of your speech, in terms of your action, will count as sadaqah for you. So ala kulli muslimin sadaqatun. Every Muslim has a duty to give sadaqah. The companions of the Prophet Muhammad, we know them, radiyallahu anhum, they hasten towards good deeds and they open up the doors of good deeds. So they say, O Messenger of Allah, fa'in lam yajid, yani lam yajid ma yatasaddaqu bihi. The individual cannot find words by which he can give sadaqah. It's like saying every Muslim should be giving money out in charity. Someone says, oh, what if we don't have money? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيَعْتَمِلُ بِيَدَيْهِ فَيَنْفَعُ نَفْسَهُ وَيَتَصَدَّقُ The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the one who does not have money, يَعْتَمِلُ بِيَدَيْهِ He should walk. Walk if you don't have money to give sadaqah. Go and walk biyadayk with the two hands. Walk with your two hands. If you don't have money to for sadaqah, don't just sit down. Go and get a job. Look for something to do. Some of the ulama said this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fihi tanbihun lil mu'min al mu'sir. It is a point to note for the believer who is in the circumstance of difficulty, ala an ya'mala biyadihi, that what he has the duty upon him, it is duty bound on him, an ya'mala biyadihi, to seek some work with his hand. The Muslim in the circumstance of difficulty should work with his hand, wa yunfiq ala nafsihi, and then from whatever he gains, يُنْفِقُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ He can spend upon himself وَيَتَصَدَّقُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ And then he can also give صَدَقَ يعني فيه تنبيه للمؤمن المعصر عَلَى أَنْ يَعْمَلَ فِي يَدِهِ وَيُنْفِقُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَيَتَصَدَّقَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا يَكُونُ عِيَّالًا عَلَى غَيْرِهِ So when he works with his hands, he can also give sadaqah, because sadaqah is a duty upon every Muslim. And then from the benefits of working with his hands is that la yakunu iyalan ala ghayr, he will not become someone who depends upon others. He will not be depending on others to feed. He will not be depending on others for life. What will not make you depend upon people in terms of your life is be sure that you are doing something, of course, something that is lawful. Look for a lawful means to earn something for yourself. Look for a lawful means to gain, to eat. Look for a lawful means to feed your family. And of course, all of that falls from the aspects of sadaqah. So you'll be able to take care of yourself. You'll also be able to take care of the people that taking care of them becomes obligatory on you. You'll also be able to give other people too, from within and outside your family, from the sadaqah that you earn by working. When the people ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they may not have the money to do sadaqah, the Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, فَيَعْتَمِلُ بِيَدَيْهِ, such a person should work with his two hands, فَيَنْفَعُ نَفْسَهُ وَيَتَصَدَّقُ, so that by that he will benefit himself, وَيَتَصَدَّقُ, and then he will be able to give out in sadaqah. Yes, the people still ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي, the man is not able to walk. He's lame. He can't walk. He can't do anything. He's lame and blind and deaf and dumb. Lame, blind, deaf, dumb. He does not have any way that he can do a job. This man, la yastati. He cannot do anything, O Messenger of Allah. He's not able to do anything. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, فَيُعِينُ ذَا الْحَاجَةِ الْمَلْهُوفِ, the one who is not able to do a job. يُعِينُ ذَا الْحَاجَةِ, ذَا الْحَاجَةِ الْمَلْهُوفِ, he should look for somebody who is in need. This person is also مَلْهُوف, a grieving person. He is grieving. He is in grief. He is in worry. He is مَلْهُوف. He is مَحْزُون. He is a grieving person. He is also Zuhaja. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tu'inuhu, you should help a person. He said, alayhi salatu wa sallam, fayu'inu zal hajatil manhuf, the one who cannot find a means to walk. Sometimes some of the people, wallahi, really want to walk. One way or the other, they can't find something to do. So these kinds of persons, don't wait for somebody to come and give you sadaqah. Look for work. Work, that's the basic rule. Every person should seek a means to earn something. Seek a means to earn something. As you seek the means, say something, hear this. You've not been able to find something to do. You are still walking around doing this. Just look for something to do. As you do that before you get something to do, you should still try to do sadaqah. How? To aid other hajatil malhuf. You can still help somebody who is in need, a grieving, needy person. This person is in need and he's grieving. I can help him do this. I can help him do that. It means what you help him to do is also counted as sadaqah for you. They ask the Prophet again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ, when he doesn't do that, that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيَأْمُرُ بِالْخَيْرِ أَوْ فَيَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, if he's not able to help a grieving person, then he should encourage something that is good. Encourage goodness. It will count as your own sadaqah. Qalu fa'in lam yaf'al, Messenger of Allah, the man doesn't do that too, what will be his condition? Qala fayumsik an ash-sharri, then he should hold back from doing evil. If you cannot command goodness, you cannot help a person in need, you cannot give in sadaqah, you cannot work to earn, then don't bring harm to the people. فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ صَدَقَةٌ, when you don't bring harm to people, فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ صَدَقَةٌ, not bringing harm to people counts for you as Sadaqah, and we know the rewards of Sadaqah. From the rewards of Sadaqah is that you'll be guided upon goodness. So if you're a person who doesn't bring harm to people, bi'idhnillah, you'll be a guided person. If you're a person who doesn't bring harm to people, bi'idhnillah, Allah will protect you from the fire of hell. These are the things that we must understand from the class today. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu ma'rufin sadaqah. Every kind of goodness is sadaqah, and the reward for sadaqah is huge. I think it will be sufficient for us to stop here at Hadith 225. Hadith 226 is a repeated hadith. Hadith 226 is repeated. It occurs at Hadith 220. If you go back to Hadith 220, it is the same hadith as Hadith 226. So we may not come back to it, Hadith 226, because the lesson has been explained under Hadith 220. But a valid question would be, why do the scholars of hadith repeat a hadith? And the simple answer, simple, is that that single hadith may point to two different things, or three or four points of benefit. So depending on the point of benefit that is in this course, the hadith can still be repeated. If there are five issues in that single hadith, then you can find the hadith repeated five times. If the scholar chooses to mention that hadith and it has reached him with an authentic isnad, he may choose to repeat that hadith. This is one simple reason why. There are other reasons. But like I said, this is one simple reason why a hadith are repeated. Why? There may be more than one point of benefit in that hadith. In our own case here, in Hadith 220, Hadith 226, that comes under kullu ma'rufin sadaqah, that every kind of goodness comes as sadaqah, has the reward of sadaqah. Under Hadith 220, it was mentioned as ma'unatu rajuli akhahu, a person's helping his brother. And we had said that every good, if you look at that hadith, a person's helping his brother in 226, it comes under it. We dread it in 220. That hadith is evident that a person should help his brother. Likewise, it also occurs here that kullu ma'rufin sadaqah, helping your brother, comes from the aspects of a sadaqah. So this makes us understand that a hadith are repeated depending on the points of benefit that is to be highlighted in the place where they have been mentioned. If we need more, in fact, there is the hadith that Imam al-Bukhari will report about eight times in Sahih al-Bukhari. Why? That hadith has a lot of points of benefit. And so in every place where the point of benefit deserves to be mentioned, that hadith too is mentioned. So Hadith 226 will not be explained. Our next hadith will be Hadith 227, and that will be in our next class. Our next class will be next week, Sunday. It will be, next week, Saturday. We'll not be having a class tomorrow. I beg your permission that we should not have a class tomorrow. I don't know whether Abu Yusuf has a few questions that we can go through today. Abu Yusuf, bismillah. Ameen.
Please, why is Zakah referred to as Sadaqah in some of the passages of the Quran?
Because it is an act of goodness. Just take it from our lesson today. Every act of goodness is called sadaqah. Every act of goodness is called sadaqah. And you know that an act of goodness can be compulsory, like salah. We have obligatory salah. The obligatory salah can also be called sadaqah. Do you understand? Obligatory salah is sadaqah. The nawafil too are sadaqah. Because kullu ma'rufin sadaqah. That word sadaqah can be generally employed to refer to every kind of good deed. Every good deed. So if the good deed is compulsory, it can be called sadaqah. If the good deed is supererogatory, it can also be referred to as what? Sadaqah. I hope that is clear. So zakah, even though it is compulsory, it is referred to as sadaqah because it is an act of good deed, and every good deed can be referred to as sadaqah. I hope that is clear, inshallah. Abayus. آمين وأنتم في جزاكم الله خير.
What about women who stay at home doing no job? What exactly should be their source of sadaqa?
They can have a source of sadaqa by being nice to their husband, being kind to their husband, being obedient to their husband, being good to their children, taking care of their home. All of these will count for them as sadaqa, and not giving the jobs to the nanny. When you do the job yourself, that is the means of sadaqa for the women at home. When the women are at home, when they obey their husband, it is sadaqa. When they dress as is appropriate, it's sadaqa. When they observe salah at that time, it's sadaqa. When they make nawafil at home, it is sadaqa. So they have all their sadaqa in their homes without tiring out. And that is a big fadlifa by Allah for women. If the woman is at home, she has all the everything she does is sadaqa. Because the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu ma'rufin sadaqa. Every good deed is sadaqa. Every good deed is sadaqa. So if you obey your husband, it's sadaqa. So how about the woman who says she wants to give sadaqa? She's running about to gather money and she's abusing and insulting her husband at home. And one of the biggest acts of worship for women is obedience to husband and care for the home. We dread it that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said that وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ. The woman is a shepherd too. فَهِيَ مَسْكُولَةٌ عَنْ بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا. She will be asked by Allah about the home of her husband. So if she leaves this major thing about which she'll be asked, she's running about because she wants to gather money to do sadaqa. Yes, it's good. But if she leaves this compulsory deed because of a deed that is supererogatory, then that's a problem. So, but if you are at home, you are nice to your husband, you're obedient to your husband, you do the harsh chores, you clean the bathroom, you clean the room, you dress the bed, you cook the food, you feed your children, you pacify your children when they cry, you help your children in the house assignments, you have a lot of sadaqat to make as a woman. And then when you are asked by Allah, how is the home, you have something to say. So it's not as if the woman left the home, she doesn't have something to say. She wants to do only one thing, and she left a million other things at home that she has the duty to do. So the woman, simply put, who is at home, who is not a working mother, then she has many other means of doing sadaqa. Every good deed that she performs is an act of sadaqa. I hope that it's clear, inshallah. No, Mr.
Shekhar.
Ameen.
Someone asked, please, what is the meaning of malhoof?
Malhoof is mahzoon, someone who is overwhelmed with grief. Someone who is overwhelmed with grief, with worry, with trouble, is depressed. She is in trouble. This is the malhoof. Is it clear to us?
Come here, second.
And malhoof is the person in trouble. The person is a problem. So he's hijacking. He has hijack. He's in trouble. Do you understand? So
no,
you hijacking, but who full? That person is the one who is in trouble. He's a problem. Do you understand?
No.
Is it clear to us?
No, I'm shaking. Is it permissible for one to assist his friend in repaying his riba debt? Though he wasn't aware initially.
Naam.
Is it permissible for someone to assist his friend in repaying his riba debt, though he wasn't aware initially?
He wasn't aware that the debt he's helping him to offset came from riba.
Perhaps the person that was in debt.
To help a person in debt is from the aspect of i'ana to the hijacking malhoofing. It's from the aspects of helping a person in need and in grief. So if he comes to you and say, help me pay my debts, and you pay his debt, not knowing how the debt came, you have helped him. It's big sadaqa for you. Now, if it becomes clear, you know from the very beginning that this debt he's paying is from the debts of riba, you can help him pay the basic from it, the major aspect of it, the actual money that he had owed. Except that we're in a system where sometimes even the debt that is owed becomes bigger than the initial money that was borrowed. This is a problem that we have in our generation. May Allah protect each and every one of us. If it so happens that the only way to get him, to offset him from this, and that he will not be free, his grief will not go unless that is settled. And that if it is settled, he will not go back to it again. Because some of the people, once this is settled, they go and build another house and go and obtain a loan with it. They return to that condition again. If it's a person that goes out of it, then he may be helped to get out of it completely. He can be helped. He can be helped by Allah. May Allah protect each and every one of us. Ameen wa antum, Aba Yusuf.
Someone that is paid for his job, like someone that paints a mosque and gets paid for it, can he also get reward from it?
Yes, he gets two rewards. He has the reward of the job he's doing, which is sadaqah. And earning, ya'atamilu biyadayhi, he is working with his two hands. So he has the reward of sadaqah. Do you understand? He has the reward of sadaqah for working. He has the reward of sadaqah if he has it in mind, I'm taking care of the house of Allah. He'll be rewarded for that intention too and for that good deed of painting and caring for the masjid. He has two rewards. Like it's like a family member who gives a gift to a member of the family. He has the general reward of giving sadaqah. He also has the reward of connecting family ties. I hope that it is clear, inshallah.
Yeah. Someone says, 2 days ago, a beggar approached me and insisted that I give her a 1,000 naira note. What should I do in this regard, Ya Sheikh?
Insisted?
Yes.
The person asking you for help may not need to insist how it should be done. You may not even have 1,000 naira. You may only have 200. If the person insists, then we have a reason to worry about giving. Why are you asking that it should be 200 naira notes? Why are you asking that it should be 500 naira notes? Why are you asking that it should be a single 1,000 naira note? We should ask the person. Perhaps from there we'll correct that evil that the person got into. You understand? He may actually be in need. He may actually be in trouble. Do you understand? And the alufas or the church pastors or the traditional worshippers that she had approached, or the Muslims who misguide the rest of the Muslims to obtain their wealth, we call afar in some places. They might have misled her or misled him, as the case may be. So that may be the beginning of your sadaqah for that person, engaging that person in a discourse about why are you asking for 1,000 naira notes. Then the discussion will start from there, and your sadaqah to that person will start from there. I hope that it is clear.
Naam, Ya Sheikh.
Naam.
Another one says, I want to ask pertaining collecting souvenirs or gifts distributed during a funeral. Do we take them?
The funeral themselves are not lawful. So why did you attend the funeral in the first place? Nobody will say that at the janaza, in the burial ground, you are distributing rubber and towel. And like in some bigger areas, they are distributing iPhones. Nobody comes to graveyard during janaza to do that. Is it the four takbirat that will do that will bring about that? It is when the people begin to start innovations that other innovations come. They innovate into the religion. 3 days prayer, 7 days prayer, 8 days prayer, 40 days prayer, and all of these days prayer and fida'u that they make. All of these things do not have any basis in the Sharia of Allah. We should stop it. We do it, but they are wrong. The best of what you can do to your dead person is to pray for him. Sit down in your house and pray for that person. They did not do 3, 7, 9, 10, 40 days fida'u for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is bigness and niceness and goodness that makes a dead person require that those he leaves behind should do fida'u, is there any person that was bigger than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yet they did not make fida'u. So stop Fidao. Fidao itself is bad. Not to say food that they distribute in Fidao or the souvenirs that they distribute in Fidao. The basis for them is something that is wrong. What brought about them is something that is wrong and not lawful. So when you partake in those things, it's one means of supporting those things. So from the aspects of discouraging those things and making sure that those things don't flourish, don't eat the food, don't receive the souvenirs, don't do it too. I think that's the basic rule. Don't do funerals. Those, the money you, I know a family, and I think I'll stop with this. I know a family, the mother passed away asking her children to build a house for her. The mother was crying, build a house for me, my children, build a house for me, my children. I spent all my life trying to train you, build a house for me, I beg you. They did not build a house for the woman. She went along and she died. After the death, the children gathered and they were spending a lot of money in Fidao. The same money with which they would have bought a land of 250,000-350,000 to build a simple two-bedroom flat for her to satisfy that need and that request of their mother. They gathered with it to do Fidao. They spent close to 1 million, 1.5 million in the Fidao. So all these things are wrong. Children should take care of their parents and not wait until when the parents pass away. My old mother tells us, she says, hey, you boys, bring the money to me now that I'm alive. I don't want Fidao when I pass away. So this is what elders should leave behind for their children. Tell your children not to do Fidao. Fidao is an innovation in the religion. Instead of spending the money behind you for Fidao, they should bring the money to you now. They should give you the money to make sadaqa now. It's better than the fidao behind you that lacks any basis. In fact, that will not bring any other thing than punishment from Allah. We ask Allah to protect each and every one of us. I hope that it will suffice for a class to stop here today, Abu Yusuf. We'll postpone the class tomorrow, inshallah, till next week, Saturday. So our classes will resume next Saturday, inshallah. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخنا.
آمين وعليكم.